DJW, KN4, VW8.
KW4, DJW, mobile.
I'll tell you what, if I could have a little ceremony and stand out in the front yard and burn these cell phones of mine, I'd just enjoy the daylight out of it.
Maybe you need an iPhone.
Not the fact that it's of a certain brand or type, it is the fact that they put you on a short leash, especially with family.
For you. But, you know, the alternative is it's hard to get in touch with people. So, you know, with good comes bad, with bad comes good.
To say the yin and the yang.
I think over here, so I'm having to be very careful.
Do what I would do and catch a bug between your tires or treads.
Waze told me that there's law enforcement somewhere around here, so I'm keeping my eyes peeled for that too. I'm a red light now. So, do you need Bloody Wonder parts? I don't think you answered that text.
I'm gonna answer it by coming on out and getting on the radio, but I got caught by the cell phone. Hence my attitude towards that realm of communication. No, I'll tell you what. I was going to go ahead and try to contact you. What are you doing tomorrow?
Hey, I did mostly CAD modeling on. So when I take a step back and I look at what we have, what's flying out there with autonomics, it looks like it looks kind of raggedy. It's got like 7 antennas sticking out on the top. I'm making a single antenna mast that holds all the antennas. So I did the design work on that today. I'll do the cam work tomorrow, and I'll cut the parts out on Wednesday, something like that. Wednesday. Today's Monday, right.
Oh, okay. Well, if you wanted to, you could slide out about lunchtime and go to lunch with me. We're going over to Charlie's Barbecue, and a bunch of the guys from the class of 73 and 74. I think there's actually one guy from 75 in there.
Good place.
Charlie's Barbecue, there at 14 and Pelham Road.
On the south side of 85, right? I think Amy's going to work from home. She worked from home today. She'll probably work from home tomorrow. Usually I fix her and me lunch when she's working from home, because it's kind of a rare thing now. So I'll probably do that instead of going out and getting more C-19 exposure. trying to limit that exposure as much as possible.
W2T Mobile. You both and all and whoever else is in there. Leaving one rehearsal on my way to another one. And I'll, through being a dangling and onto a try to be a singer. And I'll, and good evening to you, Dave, and I think the others in there. Steve, go ahead.
There to you so you can continue on the build.
That was a nice double from both of you, so didn't get anyone until you got to the end, Dave, and said something about the field.
If you don't mind, I thought I might swing by about 10:30 or 11 tomorrow and pick up those parts. Since you're being a culinary connoisseur tomorrow, if that's convenient.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I found another one, too. You can have a couple of them. And just in case you mess one up, you'll have a backup. I found one I didn't know I had. So I had the one that I showed you in the picture, but I also had another one in the other room. It doesn't have a firewall on it, but I got spare firewalls.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what. You two carry on. I'll ping you in the morning, probably around 10 o'clock, make sure everything is, still on schedule. And I'll talk to you a little bit later. Go have some fun this evening. KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
Tomorrow. W4DJW Mobile. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, Steve, you didn't have to run away on my account.
Darn.
Well, be that way. And I did brush my teeth before I left home. And how's Dave today? What you been up to?
I'd work today. I'll do some, if I finish it up today, I'll do some cam work tomorrow and do some machining up some parts on Wednesday. That's the plan.
Branching out from just building things to building all the parts to build the things. So, hey, that's a good deal. And you get you one of those nice laser printers or things so that you can print parts and things like that?
I don't have a 3D printer yet. I've looked at them. I've got a three-axis CNC routing machine. I can remove material. I can't add material. It's kind of like the opposite of a 3D printer. It takes a 3D part and cuts away all the pieces that you don't want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a friend that had one of those until it died about last year, and he couldn't afford to buy a new one because the price on the one he had gone up. And he didn't want to change brands because he'd been using the same one for 10 years. And, you know, when you get used to something, you don't want to change. So that's the way that goes sometimes. Anyway, I just left Ingling practice, and now I'm headed to barbershop voice rehearsal there. So I was early leaving one, I'm going to be late at the other, so go figure.
You're staying so active, Rusty. That's a good thing. That keeps you young, keeps you healthy, as long as you don't get too much exposure to other people out there. Anyway, I'm about to back it in the driveway. I went fishing over at Long John's twice now and within the last 7 days. Caught a couple of fish and a hot dog, and I'm going to go in there and eat.
And our group is going to hit the 290 grill over here. It's on 290 here just before you get to 85 where the Dimitri's used to be. So they got some good food there, and they're open when we get through rehearsing. So anyway, we'll catch up to you later. Have a good one. W4DJW, W2T, W2T Mobile.
4DJW, clear. CBA Mobile.
Neighborhood. W2T Mobile.
It's been in a sad state for a pretty long time. How you doing, Rusty?
Well, running late as usual. Had ding-a-ling practice at 6, and I have barbershop practice at 7, and I'm already 5 minutes late for that. But they knew I would be arriving late, so if I only get there 5 minutes late, it's not too bad.
I remember, when we were in college, we had to give the professors, I think, 15 minutes, and if they didn't show up, we could leave. And then, if they had a doctorate, we had to wait 20 minutes.
When I was going to college, if the professor wasn't there, you sat around until one of his assistants comes in and said he wouldn't be in and the class was dismissed. So that tells you the difference from when you were going and when I was going, Dave.
I tell you, if I told you how much my parents paid for my education, you'd laugh because it's not even a fraction of what it costs now. And I tell you, that was only, about 45 years ago.
Let's see, it's been 50-some years since I went to college, so, you know, I went in 1965-66, and, you know, and that's what it was back then. So, anyway, well, I'm getting ready to pull into where I need to be. I will catch up to you later. You have a good one. Talk to you after a while. KB4CBA, W2T, 73s.
Sing pretty. And we'll talk to you later. W2T, KB4CBA Mobile.